Back to LA now, where it's coming up to 1 a.m. and protests against immigration raids have continued. In the last hour, police have declared that downtown LA is an unlawful assembly area. Officers have used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters who forced a major freeway to close. Here's one demonstrator in Los Angeles. This is what they told the BBC.
This is about not just immigrants. This is about humanity. They're taking away all the fruit vendors right here. People that work like for a humble, honest living. No American would do like that for a livable wage. We just had a federal agent down that street saying how this is a lie and a manipulation. It's not. These are humble, honest people that were in this damn country before us. They were here in this state before us and you're deporting them.
Now, we heard earlier from Steve Futterman. Let's go again to the city and Philip Crowther of the Associated Press. And Philip, just bring us up to speed on the latest developments and what's been happening overnight.
Yeah, well, still protests outside in downtown LA, still confrontations between protesters and police. Fewer, though, than during the rest of the day. It's been a really tense and noisy day of standoffs, of confrontations between different law enforcement agencies and protesters, law enforcement trying to move protesters away from areas where they don't want them, getting into trouble themselves, having to hide under an underpass. For example, when one of the highways going through downtown LA was taken over by protesters, I saw rocks being thrown at police officers. They themselves used rubber bullets, tear gas as well, earlier in the day. Fireworks used by protesters against police officers as well. It's not been a particularly peaceful day of protests, not the most violent either. There haven't been many reports of injuries, but very, very tense indeed, though.
An unlawful assembly area being declared, what does that mean in reality?
Well, that essentially means that the police can go in and arrest whoever they want, essentially. But that is not what we are seeing law enforcement from Los Angeles doing. They're just trying to get people out of the way to disperse, essentially. They don't want to see groups of protesters. The last we saw tonight was still some fires burning. Some cars had been set ablaze, for example, fireworks being thrown in all sorts of directions. So still a very tense situation, but fewer people in the streets. There were thousands earlier today who took over whole blocks of downtown LA. That situation seems to have calmed over the last few hours.
Intense anger about Donald Trump calling in the National Guard against the wishes of the California governor and his saying now that further call in the troops. What does he mean by that?
Well, it means that there could actually be active military from the United States brought into downtown Los Angeles, Marines, for example, because those who are here right now, they are National Guard troops. These are reserve units, essentially. They were brought in by President Donald Trump, despite the fact that the governor of the state of California did not ask for them. That is usually how this goes. It's the governor of every state who requests the help of the National Guard. That didn't happen this time around.
What do you
anticipate? National Guard will be important over the next few days because there are only 300 here so far, and there are, in theory, supposed to be up to 2,000. So the more National Guard troops come in, the more anger we might see as well.
Philip, thank you for that update from Los Angeles. That's Philip Crowther there of the Associated Press. 2 minutes to 9.